You're listening to SBS News.
Urgent action can still prevent many of the catastrophic impacts caused by climate change, but some consequences have now become inevitable. A major new report from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or the IPCC, shows the world's scientific community is in robust agreement regarding the climate threat. Australian National University Professor Mark Howden is the Vice Chair of the IPCC's working group, which included some 270 experts across 67 countries.
Climate change is occurring right now. It isn't a future thing. It's happening right now. It's happening across every continent across the globe and every sector across the globe. Almost everything that we rely on in our modern life is affected one way or another by climate change, and those impacts are already showing.
The report singles out a number of climate threats currently faced by Australia, including disruption and decline in agricultural production, more people dying due to heat waves, and the destruction of coral reefs. ANU researcher Dr. Ruth Morgan, one of the report's co-authors, says Indigenous Australians will be particularly affected.
Changing climate conditions are expected to exacerbate many of the social, economic and health inequalities faced by Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. First Nations people need to play a central role in decision-making that draws on their Indigenous knowledge to develop culturally appropriate adaptation responses to climate change.
The IPCC's last report in August last year found that global warming could hit 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels by 2030, a decade earlier than projected. That same report observed that changes in the Earth's climate have been observed in every region across the world and that human activities were unequivocally causing the planet to warm. The IPCC is again stressing the need to limit global warming to less than 1.5 degrees. Based on short-term goals agreed at the recent COP26 climate summit in Glasgow, global temperature increases are forecast to exceed 2.4 degrees by the end of the century. Lead author Catherine Bowen says a significant reduction in emissions could limit the human impacts of climate change, but we need to act fast.
We're also seeing what we call cascading and compounding impacts, where we see, for example, the fires in the Black Summer in Australia, followed by floods and followed by other extreme events.
The report was released late on Monday night. It is expected to draw a strong response from governments across the globe. Steve Trask, SBS News.